You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're listening to 95BFM and we're back here with The Wire. So next up we've got a piece on an international student who called in yesterday to the newsroom to discuss an issue that he's been having, especially with COVID and the lockdown. So right now he is here and he's studying postgrad law at the University of Auckland. However, his wife is stuck in Switzerland, having visited family there early in the year and was supposed to come back in March. He'll go on to explain this a little bit more, but pretty much the gist of it is that because neither him or his wife are citizens or permanent residents here, they haven't been able to have his wife return to New Zealand. Now, to understand more about the situation, we did try and reach out to some immigration law experts. However, no one was available to speak to us, but we will be following up on this next week so that you can get a full and balanced story around this. So let's hear from Justin Sibion, who was the student who was having these struggles.
Well, just to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm a PhD researcher, student, and a tutor, but a teacher as well at the University of Auckland. I'm a lawyer by profession, and I'm from the Caribbean, well, Trinidad and Tobago, to be exact, the West Indies. And I came here with my wife. We moved here February 2019. But my wife, she went home. She's from Switzerland, and she went home to visit her parents and was due to come back on the 21st of March this year. But unfortunately, her flight got cancelled. And she had a three-year partnership visa with me. But because our partnership, she has a partnership visa based on my work study visa, there's no policy for her to come back, at least not now, because, you know, the borders are closed only for partners of citizens and permanent residents. So I have been, well, there is an expression of interest that you could apply for under the immigration website if it's for any humanitarian grounds or some critical reason. And we have applied three times and we have been rejected. And we have done a lot of things, including talking to my local MP, writing the Prime Minister as well. And the response we have gotten is that we cannot help now, but wait for new announcements. But basically, there's nothing for partners, even though partners of students.
Okay. So I was going to say, what are some of the struggles that you've faced from this separation?
Because I'm a student/work visa, I think I'm more vulnerable. Well, any student, I would say, because when you uproot yourself and you come to try to settle in a new country, so anytime you uproot yourself, granted that we did it voluntarily, but nobody knew COVID would have happened. But I came here with just my wife, but I think we are vulnerable to the extent that we don't have any familial support or family support in New Zealand. So it's not like I'm stuck in the Caribbean where I have all my family, or maybe I'm in, well, she's in Switzerland with her family, but I don't have anyone really besides my new colleagues who I've met. I've been a bit, especially when we went into lockdown, you know, you're basically single-handedly trying to deal with these types of situations that are very new to the novel, to the world. I was lucky to the extent that I live in a studio apartment, and upstairs are my landlord and landlady, and they had kind of like put me in their bubble. But it's nothing like having, of course, your family member, because my main concern, and I wrote the Prime Minister telling her this, that if, for instance, something like, God forbid, something happens to you here, you have no like legal representative or any sort of next of kin to deal with your situation. And I think it's only in these circumstances that then they would say, okay, let's grant the wife, you know, permission for humanitarian grounds to come to see. But the separation does put a strain, I think, particularly for persons who are here for their first time, or students or, you know, that's how I look at it, really.
Okay.
Especially in these COVID times.
Yeah. So I was going to say, are there many other postgraduate students in similar situations to you?
Definitely. I mean, not that I know of in the university. You know, for some sort of comfort, I've kind of realized, you know, because I speak to friends of friends on campus, and they put me on, one of my colleagues, they put me onto a Facebook group. It's very happy to know that you have persons that you can share feelings with who are in the same position. So I've met a lot of persons in this group who their wife is stuck abroad, pregnant, and can't even come in. So, and it's the first child for the husband and wife. Then, so that is, I mean, and the wife was rejected to come back, so now the wife is having the baby abroad. But those are just circumstances, so it made me realize that, you know, you're not really in this alone. So in a sense, I felt a source of comfort in a way, but still, it doesn't bring my wife back as well. And I think that in situations, you know, I mean, in level 4, level 3 lockdown, the first lockdown, I don't know if you remember, we were bringing in, when I say we, the New Zealand was bringing in film crews, and then you hear about the rugby teams coming in. I mean, sport and all these things are great. I mean, bringing in investment is great, but it still feels like, you know, families are not important, or reunification of families. And I think that whoever comes into government should be have a little more empathy and judge each case. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a visa waiver, non-visa waiver. I mean, I think you should look at each circumstance or each particular case and judge them in their own merits, because at the end of the day, I think that's the more suitable thing.
Okay. Yeah. So I was going to say, what steps do you want to see the government take going into the future?
Okay, so I kind of just touched on that. I think, as you know, elections is Saturday, so I would like government to look at each particular case, as I said, and judge them on their facts. I mean, that's the only thing I can say. Because don't say it because, okay, you're not a citizen or you're not a resident. You know, it almost feels to me like, because I'm not a citizen or I'm not a resident, I'm not really a voter. So my situation doesn't count, you know, because I know COVID has made a lot of things political. And the thing is that I understand that the hotels, okay, my wife is going to, everybody has to do quarantine. We know that everybody has to pay for their own ticket. We know that when you come into New Zealand, everybody is going to pay for their quarantine. It's coming out of your own pocket, right? So there's no difference really, you know, because you have to go through these steps anyway. So I think they should really just look at every single case based on, you know, everybody case is peculiar. So you look and you judge. There should be some criteria for that.
Okay.
That's how I would do. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, it pretty much, I think, covers everything. Are there any other comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, I would really hope my wife comes back for Christmas.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, it's 8 months going on to 9 months. We've been married for 5 years. It'll be almost like, you know, 1 year I didn't even see her. I mean, thank God for technology.
That was Justin Sibion. And so we talked about visas and having his partner come back to New Zealand. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk to any immigration law professionals, but we will be following up on this next week to see how the situation could evolve in the future for the country as a whole, and seeing where our immigration laws could really look like going into the future, especially with COVID consistently being around on our doorstep all the time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.